Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 5th. In the year of our Lord, 2017, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders. Absolutely brilliant. One of the great solutions to restore the Republic or to make America great again, whatever words you choose to restore the Republic we support. We need a moral compass in America. That's what we do on the radio. Welcome to the broadcast. We reject revolution. Go study history. They rarely turn out well, but we do support a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available online at libertyroundtable.com. And look for the Liberty News Radio channel on your Roku player, live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. And we talked about a bunch of stories yesterday. Wow. We talked about creeping on Facebook, now a lot harder with new feature. Why? Because a lot of people are creepers, folks. What they do is they kind of stalk people on Facebook or creep around and, you know, troll through everybody's profiles and all this kind of stuff. Well, it's a lot harder now because Facebook taking a page out of the Snapchat playbook and saying, we're going to let people put together kind of a montage videos and whatever, and they'll disappear within a day. A related Facebook new town hall feature lets you complain to your local congressman. I said, why don't people use it for constructive criticism? Why don't we use it to praise and support our congressman? By the way, because I made that statement, I'm not perfect, but I do what we say we do. We live what we preach, ladies and gentlemen. I got off the radio yesterday and called our buddy Steve King and said, I want to thank you. Thank you very much for promoting a couple of things. One, the Obamacare Repeal Act. Yeah, one page bill, just incredible. Secondly, we had our buddy on second hour, Patrick Simmons, righttowork.org, the National Right to Work Act. Steve King put that together, too, doing a great job. So we called to say thank you, and I told him we were nationally syndicated talk hosts and that our listeners wanted to call and thank them, and we appreciate it. And I also reached out with an interview request, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully we can get Steve King on the radio with us. Nevertheless, Google Android apps are colluding. They're sharing users' data without consent. That's a big, big, big security privacy problem. And I mentioned whose data is it, because Kurt then brought up this issue about, Congress passed a law to ease restrictions on privacy where the ISPs or internet service providers can sell your data. They claim they won't, but trust me, they already have and they will. We got an online privacy concern big time in America. Instead of staying true to the principles that made America great online, we said, well, that's not your house. That's not your person. But we've really betrayed the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be secure in your papers and in your person. Your digital life, your car, your effects extend beyond your home. And whether I'm digitally traveling virtually online, whether I'm in my car or at my house, I deserve the same rights to privacy. But we've betrayed those principles in the digital era. Tragic but true. Anyway, we talked a lot about that. We also talked about Donald Trump making some changes internationally and how will that affect it? Well, it crosses the digital world somewhat. Time will tell what the real repercussions are when it comes to trade versus digital privacy versus whose data is it questions. But it all culminates in we're having less privacy, not more, sad to say. That was our 1 hour. Two, as I referred to already, we had our buddy Patrick Simmons, righttowork.org on the radio. We're talking about the National Right to Work Foundation. And we talked about the president's growing trade gap. It's a gulf, a big one, between talk and action. Donald said he was going to get rid of NAFTA and GATT. He was going to really take the current trade deals to the cleaners. They were the worst deals we've ever had. He was going to get rid of them. And he was going to start afresh with fair, good, honorable, the art of the deal, trade deals. Now his walk isn't what his talk is. He's saying he's going to keep most of NAFTA, just tinker around the edges a little bit. Folks, we got to hold Donald to his promises, okay? Steve King on the House side and Rand Paul on the Senate side put together the National Right to Work Act. It's a one-page bill, good for them. And we called Steve King, the Liberty Roundtable listenership, and said, hey, thank you very much. Keep it up, buddy. Trump's immigration policies spur boom in tattoo removal. Yeah, I guess they got gang tattoos, and they believe if they're not all tacked up, the likelihood of the illegals being deported is less, they say. So they're going to tattoo parlors in droves and saying, hey, remove my tattoos. They're trying to blend into society. Well, I think removing tattoos is good. They say immigration's down big time. That's good, too, till we get a handle on appropriate immigration policies. Black Lives Matter Philadelphia bans white people from its meetings, writes Amber Randall, dailycaller.com. Wow, talk about racist. Talk of the mainstream press isn't going ballistic or bananas over that, huh? Just imagine if we banned black people from one of our organizations. Just imagine if we even had white organizations, huh? What about American organizations, folks? What about All Lives Matter? What about Babies' Lives Matter? I mean, we've literally murdered 50-plus million babies since Roe versus Wade. What about Babies' Lives Matter? I mean, after all, everybody was a baby at some point, and they wouldn't even be here today and be adults or anything else if babies' lives didn't matter. Can we change it to Babies' Lives Matter? Not only that, if you have a loved one and you say to your honey, or, you know, your significant other, your spouse, whatever, we'll get into that, by the way. Hey, baby, this... Babies' lives matter, just saying. Washington is going ballistic. They have a fit over Mike Pence and his Christian traditional marriage values. And good for Mike Pence, by the way. And we're going to talk more about that a little bit because marriage is important, folks. That'll be the breakdown for today's broadcast. Hold on, we'll get to it. More than just luck, we talked about the science behind Tom Brady's preposterous longevity. I guess the guy... Literally follows principles of great diet and health and exercise and such. Put that together with an incredible marriage and wow. And those are some of the greatest keys to longevity you'll ever find. All right. Pence presents new healthcare offer to Freedom Caucus, writes Reuters. You know what? Good for them. I hope they resurrect this rejection of Obamacare, rejection of a one-payer system, rejection of government's involvement in healthcare entirely, and they reject it, they shut it down, they repeal it, whatever word you want to use, and we have the free market to bear. We also talked about good news. The U.S. withdraws funding for UN Population Fund. That's Reuters as well. That's great news. And the last point we discussed is Oregon court recognizes, quote, non-binary status. That allows individuals to identify as neither male or female. I don't really understand that, but they're forcing upon us this rejection of God's law. Male and female created he them. Why they're doing it? Well, anything godly, they reject. Anything family, they reject. Anything country, they reject. We stand up for it all, and they say we're racist and bigot and domestic threats, and they go on and on and on and on. Religious zealots. I mean, there's no end to the terms that if you support God, family, and country and believe in the protection of life, liberty, and property, there's no end to the abuse heaped upon you. But I simply smile and, well, I've got broad shoulders, folks. We are disciples of Jesus Christ, follow in his footsteps, do our best to keep his Ten Commandments. That's why if we learn to be self-governed and keep the Ten Commandments given to us by the Almighty Author of Liberty, we wouldn't need the Ten Gazillion Commandments. Just saying. By the way, that's a wrap. News the networks refuse to use, always available online, libertyroundtable.com for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com for an award-winning news service. Man, we're just doing more and more and more in the new media taking center stage realm, and we need your financial support to get it done. Please donate today, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com, if our efforts are worthy of your support. Please help us. Every penny will go to promoting the sacred cause of liberty. All right, News the Networks Refuse to Use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
The mainstream press is peddling fake news again, sir.
Surprise.
Yes, You're shocked, I know. But here's the story, the lead story for today, because we talked yesterday about this binary idea where, you know, people can decide government's backing this, in my opinion, fake news agenda that you're neither male nor female, Kurt. You can just decide today that I'm a, I don't know if you're not a he or a she or a shim or you're an it. I don't know. I want to break that down a little bit in light of marriage, because millennials are completely mixed up on gender and on sex and on all kinds of things. They're especially mixed up on marriage, and we want to expose some lies from the mainstream press. And we want to expose or bring forward some solutions. That's what we do on the radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, marriage is under attack and has been literally our whole adult lives, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. In fact, it's getting worse as they tamper with gender reality checks. They play games and back things by government to make you believe they're legitimate. You know, what's the difference between, say, alcohol or other drugs? Well, other drugs are illegal and alcohol's legal. And so people get this deceptive idea that if the government's for it, then it's okay. If the government's against it, then it's evil. And the sad part is that 99% of the time, government has no authority to be involved at all in the discussion of the issue in the first place. The government should always stand on the moral principles and nothing more, create a level playing field. But what you've got now is a hardcore attack on marriage by your government in bed with the mainstream press fake news outlets. And their discussion on marriage is taking the following headline narratives, Kurt, and I want to reject all of them. Young Americans aren't interested in marriage, writes one headline from Raw Story. Why aren't millennials getting married, asks another news service. And then they say a link between wedding costs and higher divorce rates is why. So now the mainstream press is having these commentaries where they interview people and say, you know, why aren't you getting married? Why are you, you know, why millennials do you want to delay marriage? Why? And they go on and on and on, and they have this narrative that's all anti-marriage. They talk about children born out of wedlock. They talk about people not marrying or getting, you know, way delayed for their marriages, etc. They then hammer home this idea that, you know, marriage isn't important. What's more important is, you know, whether you stay together, What's more important is whether you buy a home together, or save money for your retirement together, or get an education together, or they make up all kinds of worldly ideas that they focus on acting like marriage has just basically been sent to the back of the bus. They say the women who sleep with a stranger to save their marriage. BBC News. You see what I'm talking about? I don't see a positive story on this. They go on and on and on. And it's sad, sad, sad. Kurt, you want to respond to this before I go off on this topic? This is important to discuss.
You know, I was just looking at that piece again. At least it reminded me of the piece on Mike Pence and his marriage situation with him, and how, it makes me think once again of the old phrase that we've always heard from, that we remember from the Bible, where it says, in the last days, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. We're seeing it over and over, whether it's the Mike Pence story about how he, only spends time in maybe you'd say relaxed situations or whatever, like late at night or whatever, either with a man assistant, not a woman, or, if he's at some kind of an event where there's going to be alcohol or whatever, where people a lot of times let down their guard, then it's going to be, he's going to be there with his wife. Some people would say, well, the poor guy, he just doesn't know how to live life and really enjoy life, or, really have the good stuff. And it's so far from the truth, Sam. And yet, the only way people will ever know that and how to really, truly live the good life is they have to do it. They can't really... or I guess they can take Mike Pence's word for it, but you have all your other all the other world that's telling you, if you really want to live the good life, then you live like maybe some professional sports guys that have a woman in every porn or whatever, and there's a movie about that, at least. You're probably not surprised, but it's called Family Man, and I don't recommend viewing it without protection like ClearPlay or whatever that's available. But in the movie, the guy...
And what's this movie you're off on now? Kurt thinks every discussion relates to movies. I don't understand why, but...
Everyone.
And what's this movie now?
This one's called The Family Man. And it's got...
So hold on. We're going to watch a movie about a family man that I can't really watch without my filters. All right.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's the new age that you live in.
Not me. I don't live in that world.
Yeah, I know. You're just talking about an evil sinner. But, when I watch that with the ClearPlay machine, then it shows a man who... the world would say, man, he's really got it, because he's, living the Wall Street life, making millions, and driving the fanciest cars, living in the fanciest places, eating the fanciest foods, and having the fanciest women. And then it takes him back to when he was, quite a bit younger, and shows him what it would have been like if he and his... sweetheart back then had a gun, and instead of both of them pursuing their big careers, they'd have, settled down, raised a family, and shows them with a couple of kids. And, in Hollywood, to their credit, in my opinion, in this, they highlight the fact that these people, they live a lot more life that can be really enjoyed, really had some real stuff there instead of just empty and alone, if you will. And so there's some really good, teachings in there. But, of course, there's a lot of good in, what Mike Pence has had to say about it, what, of course, you and your wife can, testify to all the many years of marriage, my wife and I. And it's so good to look at so many others who can tell us that, hey, even though you get older, your life can be literally sweeter when you live by those rules and enjoy life the way the God of heaven wants you to.
Well, you got that right. You're spot on that, Kurt. But this is very serious. They're doing everything they can to destroy and cheapen marriage. And so they're saying young Americans aren't interested in marriage. Why aren't millennials getting married? They say the link between higher wedding costs and higher divorce rates. And then they have this one. The women who sleep with a stranger to save their marriage. BBC News. Now, here's the interesting thing. You and I would at first say, well, whenever you, do that, it's not going to help your marriage. Come on, what's wrong with you? I still stand by that reality. However, I don't know if you know what halala is, Kurt. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It's H-A-L-A-L-A. Halala? Anyway, in the Muslim religion, Kurt, if a man says something to a woman, and I can't remember the words, three times, then they're instantly divorced, okay?
Oh.
But there's an option where you can do this halala thing where if a woman goes out, marries a stranger, consummates the marriage, subsequently gets a divorce, then she's free to remarry her first husband. Now, in my humble opinion, what you have here is you have a society bent on perversion of God's laws mixed with a lot of indoctrination that's evil, satanic doctrine, mixed together where these women literally love their husbands. Their husbands put them away for, in my opinion, very unethical or inappropriate reasons. They're just mad or they won't. Whatever the simple reason is. And then these women will do anything to get your husband's back, and they believe that religiously this is what they've got to do. Now, I'm not telling you it's a legitimate belief, but I'm saying these poor women are being forced by these false doctrines, by these satanic beliefs, by this perverted agenda, whatever you want to call it. And now in American news, okay, you're talking about BBC News or, these around the world, first world, quote, news services are pitching this fake news that the women who sleep with a stranger to save their marriage. And then they go into this weird religious practice where these women are doing their best to do so. But it's a perversion, to say the least. But all these stories around the world, there's an absolute blatant assault on marriage. When we come back, we're going to continue to drill into this and focus on what matters most and how to provide solutions. I'm going to point at the real problem and what the answers are. We'll do it all, Sam and Kurt, in just seconds. You are listening to LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Michael Tennant of The New American has published an extensive analysis of how far the Venezuelan economy has plunged now that there's a semi-democratic takeover by Marxist Hugo Chavez. He says Venezuela has gone very far beyond moderate socialism. The currency now is nearly worthless. You may remember at the end of last week, President Trump tweeted, quote, "The meeting next week with China will be difficult because if we can no longer have massive trade deficits and job losses, American companies must be prepared to look for other alternatives." The two are meeting at Trump's Country Club in Florida to talk about global, regional, and bilateral issues of mutual concern. That according now Mark Levin and other free market academics say they feel Trump's concern over trade deficits may be misplaced. Milton Friedman, for example, has pointed out that even one-sided trade does help both countries. The money paid outside the country eventually has to come back in purchases, especially as U.S. bonds become less attractive. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there's an article written on March 24th, 2016, 13 questions to ask before getting married. When it comes to marriage, what you don't know really can hurt you, they say. Whether because of shyness, lack of interest, or a desire to preserve, quote, romantic mystery. Many couples do not ask each other the difficult questions that can build a foundation for a stable marriage, writes the New York Times. That's according to relationship experts, don't you know? In addition to wanting somebody with whom they can raise children and build a secure life, those considering marriage now expect their spouses to be both best friend and confidant. These romantic, they say, comedy expectations, in part thanks to Hollywood, can be quite difficult to live up to. Sure, there's plenty of questions that couples can ask of each other early in the marriage. I'm sorry, the relationship, to ensure a good fit. But let's face it, most people don't even ask those questions. If you don't deal with an issue before marriage, you deal with it while you're married. Anyway, they go on and they say the following questions, intimate and sometimes awkward, are designed to spark honest discussions and possibly give couples a chance to spill secrets before it's too late. Okay? They go on. Now, you could ask questions like this. You ready? Did your family throw plates? Calmly discuss issues, or silently shut down when disagreements arose, Kurt? You got to ask your spouse, or I'm sorry, your potential mate that, you know? And usually someone's going to go, man, my parents were crazy. They threw plates, I mean, they melted down. My dad beat my mom. I mean, it was crazy. Okay, I mean, I don't know how people are going to answer that. And again, these are surface discussions designed to destroy marriage. They say relationship success is based on how these difficult situations are dealt with. This question will give you insight into whether your partner will come to mimic the conflict resolution patterns of their parents. They then ask, will we have children? And if we do, will you change diapers? With the question of children, it's important not to say just what you think your partner wants to hear, but how you really feel. Before marrying, these coaches say that they should honestly discuss whether they want children, how many they want. At what point do they want to have them, and how do they imagine their roles as parents? Talking about birth control methods and how you'll handle parenting matters a lot. Now, I'm not saying that it's not important to discuss some of these questions. Okay? They then say, will our experiences with our exes help or hinder us? You see what's going on here, folks? How important is religion? How will we celebrate religious holidays? Okay, these questions are important. Quote, is my debt your debt? Will you be willing to, quote, bail me out? What's the most you'd be willing to spend on a car? Right? They ask all kinds of questions here. Can you deal with me doing things without you? Do we like each other's parents? How important is sex to you? Right? How far should we take flirting with other people? Is watching pornography okay? These are the stuff they're really saying that people need to discuss. Do you know all the ways that I say I love you? Okay. What do you admire about me? And what are your pet peeves? How do you see us 10 years from now? Now, don't misunderstand me. I think discussions, talking is good. But I'm going to make a couple of statements that I think may be quite provocative. The marriage experts are going to say are quite naive, but I've been married 25 years. And I think I have a little bit of understanding of what it takes to be married. I don't know everything. You know, it's hard to say who's the expert. The guy that goes to government school funded by your tax dollars and graduates and then is a, quote, marital expert or a family expert. Are they experts? They're part of the culture that's destroying marriage at every turn. Okay, here, in my opinion, there's a few things that govern marriage more than any other. And I'm gonna point them out, and then I'm going to have Kurt go off on this a little bit, too. This subject's important when marriage is under assault. Mike Pence, in my opinion, standing tall. Good for him. But here's, in my opinion, the most important piece of the discussion. First off, who is the author of marriage? And the answer is every historical reality is God put marriage front and center. God created him, created them male and female, according to the biblical account, and he created the first marriage. He said, Adam, here's Eve, and love her and take care of her, and she'll love you and take care of you. And now some people say, well, that's a marriage made in heaven, and boy, were they correct, right? That's how it all started, and man made divorce. God made marriage. And so I submit to you that if you want a strong marriage, there's a lot of things you can say you should do and a lot of things you could say that you should not do. And I can go down the road and discuss a lot of those points, and I think that there's a case to be made for that. But I would say that if you don't have a deep and abiding relationship with Jesus Christ and God, then your chances of a stable marriage are diminished significantly. I'm not saying somebody that doesn't believe in God can't be a good marriage partner or candidate or have a long marriage or whatever, because they do it all the time. But if you don't have an abiding faith in the author of marriage and his plans for your marriage and a willingness to turn to him for guidance in marital matters, you will struggle mightily. And I say that because he gives you guidelines about how to stay married. He says, "What you know what? Don't commit adultery. Don't sleep with other people. You know what? As a husband and wife, you're only to be involved in that sacred, intimate way with the person that you marry. And that's all. And so you've got to obey his laws governing marriage. He's set bounds. Okay? And the relationship is great within the bounds the Lord has set. And when you go outside of those, it's trouble every time. So his first law is don't be involved sexually until you're married, and then only with the person that you're married to. Great, great counsel and guidance for safety within sacred, in my opinion, intimate matters. And if you turn to the author of Liberty, I'm not telling you that it's going to be perfect in your marriage, because you know what? It takes humility. It takes asking yourself internal questions like this. When something goes wrong in my marriage, am I going to blame my spouse? Or am I going to look inward for how I can become a better marriage partner? Am I going to look at issues and prioritize them? In other words, if your spouse is into pornography, or if your spouse is rejecting God and God's laws and living in very promiscuous ways, that's a whole different matter than saying, you know what, I don't like it when he leaves his socks on the floor, or I don't like it when she doesn't have dinner ready when I'm home. In other words, you got to learn to separate matters that are trivial, even though they may loom large, versus matters that are significant, that are showstoppers. Abuse is a showstopper. Sexual promiscuity, if it continues, is a showstopper, for example. You've got to prioritize those issues, and you got to be humble enough to look inwards. Do you spend your time finding things that you love about your spouse, or things that you can be critical regarding your spouse? Do you spend time on personal goals to make your disposition easier to live with? Or do you spend time saying, if my wife, my husband would just do this and that, that'd be so much better of a marriage partner? Do you look at the sexual relationship as I have needs to be satisfied, or as, hey, I care about the health of my partner, my spouse, my loved one, and do you have love unfeigned? Do you have a charitable disposition towards your choice? Some say, you know what? How does it go? It says, choose your love and then love your choice. Where do you stand on that? And I submit to you that it's our relationship with God and our response to a lot of the questions that I just asked, and our personal commitment level and our humility, that's going to gauge marriage a gazillion times more than any questions you can ask. Especially questions like, hey, how important is sex to you? I think that personal intimacy is very important, but I also think you got to have enough of a selfless attitude to deal with life. What if your spouse gets in a wreck and is not even able to be involved in that kind of a situation? Well, then what do you do? Well, that's where you got to draw on your faith in God's law of marriage and your trust in God and a willingness, a humility to be obedient to the principles he laid out regarding family. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, talking about marriage. There's an assault by government in bed with the mainstream press to destroy marriage. Young Americans aren't interested in marriage. They lie. They peddle fake news. Why aren't millennials getting married? Why are there delays in marriage? A link between higher wedding costs and higher divorce rates. The women who sleep with a stranger to save their marriage. 13 questions to ask before getting married. New York Times. But then the headline that I write is Sam Sounds Off on the realities of a good marriage and what it takes to create one. Because I think that's really where the rubber meets the road. Look, yeah, there is an increase divorce rate related to the greater cost of a marriage. Why? Because people are focused on the pomp of a marriage. They're focused on the somebody paying for a nice event. They're focused on the glamour and the glitz. They're not focused on the things that matter. We need to go back to God and God's law and the reason for marriage and understanding why did God put a man and a woman together in the first place? What about this male and female created them? What about this idea that God put marriage together and, well, man ruined it and created divorce? And where do we go from here and how do you prioritize marriage matters in a way that makes sense? You know, if you base your marriage on somebody's looks or how often somebody can be involved in the intimate way, you're going to be disappointed in your marriage. I'm telling you right now. If you focus on how humble someone is, what's their relationship with God, how willing and how quick are they to forgive? Well, do they look inwards to try to find out how they can make the marriage better rather than criticizing their spouse? Do they count the criticisms of their spouse or do they count their many blessings that the spouse, do they remember why they married that person in the first place? What are their expectations with money? What are their expectations about family? Where do they like to spend their time? All these things can really tell you where a marriage will end up pretty darn easy. And I like a lot of the Christian work on this, where they're working on covenant marriages, where they let people go to some private Christian, not government, but counseling, to say, let's talk about a marriage. Let's define expectations, because expectations really, really disappointment and meltdowns are due to unmet expectations. Girl gets raised by mom. Mom and dad have a great marriage. Girl thinks all I got to do is marry my Prince Charming, and we'll live happily ever after. That's not reality, folks. That's not how marriage works. Marriage is a lot like a train and a train ride. And man, it's full of all kinds of disappointments and delays and struggles. And it's pretty rough. It's a rough ride. There are vistas that are beautiful to see. There are, you know, bursts of speed and exhilaration. By the way, there's a man by the name of Gordon B. Hinckley who used this example or this analogy to point to a marriage. He did a tremendous job and he writes about it online. Check it out. Gordon B. Hinckley, marriage train ride. Type in something like that. You'll find it. But I'm telling you that marriage is difficult. I don't care if you get the best spouse in the world or if you're the best spouse in the world. Things come up like money issues, like children issues, like health issues. And when they do, it's how you respond to them. It's how you treat one another. You know what? Everybody can be cross or not kind to somebody once in a while, but do you have enough money in that bank? In other words, enough goodwill to compensate for the mistakes and the stress and the difficulties that people inadvertently, unintentionally place on a marriage? You do that by effort. Do you count the blessings and the benefits of your spouse, or do you count the mistakes they make? See? All those things matter, but it really starts with an abiding trust in God and God's laws and his reasons for marriage in the first place. When you understand his reasons for marriage and his laws governing marriage and the purpose of the proper role of the family, then you instantly get a greater understanding and you say, you know what? This marriage is way beyond me. and I'm going to create a marriage triangle. The faster I become more like God, so you got me in one corner of the triangle, my wife on the other corner, and God at the top of the triangle, the more I obey God's laws and live a godly life, the more I follow the Prince of Peace, and the more my wife does the same, the closer we get to each other and to God. And if you think of a marriage that way, you're going to have success. But if you're going to marriage so that you can have a lot of sex, or you're going to marriage so you can, you know, parade around your trophy wife, or you're going to marry because the wedding will be a lot of fun, or you're going to marry because you're not going to have a stable, quality marriage. It's about character. It's about expectations, and it's about humility, forgiveness, repentance. It's about all the principles that God teaches us, folks. That's my humble opinion. But this effort in the mainstream press to destroy marriage, they write so many negative headlines. I would write this. Marriage is one of the best institutions ever created by God. How can we help people learn to keep it strong? How can people learn to treasure and hold sacred that wonderful God-ordained sacred institution? That's what I would write. But then they'll just tell you that I'm some kind of a racist, that I hate women, and I probably just force my wife to be in the kitchen or in bed or whatever. And they go off on this psychotic notion that I think of my wife less than me in some way, as they try to paint me as a male chauvinist thug. See how they roll? I believe my wife and I are not equals, but we have equality before God and country. We have the same rights, but we're not equal. We have different characteristics that are not divisionary, but rather, according to God's perfect union, they're complementary. And the family is the fundamental unit of society in his ordained plan to help us all be safe and happy and prosperous. And the sooner we learn about that plan, the sooner we learn about God's ordained reasons for marriage, the sooner we commit to that sacred institution, the better off we're all going to be. I could go on for a long time on this. But I'm telling you, this assault on marriage will destroy society and liberty if we let it. And the only way to bring back liberty is to bring back the family, because that's the fundamental unit of society. The only way to bring back a family is to look at how God ordained and intended a family to be. Male and female created them, and he expected a man and woman to unite and become one. One in thought, one in hope, one in desire, one in goals. One in purpose, if you will. Not one in physical being, but one in purpose. And that's how we need to think of marriage. All right, Kurt, you want to sound off on this? Anything to add? You've been married a lot longer than I have, but there's some fundamental principles here that I think are worthy of discussion. And I don't see any of this. In any of the articles that I'm reading, I don't see any of it.
Well, this the reason we shouldn't be surprised about, you know, the standard media's take on this whole thing is, if it bleeds, it leads. They look for, you know, the tragic situations and that kind of thing, and then they like to highlight them because they think that's what sells media. But they need to look and say, well, if in the end we have nothing but shambles for families, and we don't have any of these sustaining relationships that God intended, do we have a sound economy, sound society? And then they would maybe understand that that for them to prosper, they need to encourage the good. But that I don't expect to happen, you know, real soon, Sam. I was talking to a mutual friend of ours just yesterday, and he indicated, and, you know, this is a good conservative man that would like to participate more fully. You know, he's like the rest of us, thinks that, hey, you know, so-and-so does a lot. I wish I could do more, you know, that kind of thing. We pretty much downgrade our efforts and say everybody else is doing better and you know, woe is me, that kind of thing. But, you know, he was telling me how when they travel, his wife, you know, just wants to go places with him. And, you know, he was kind of saying that that took him extra time, you know, stuff like that. And I pointed out to him, and I said, man, wouldn't it be lousy if she didn't want to go with you? You know, because, you know, so many times we forget that it is nice that they want to include us. You know, occasionally I get like that, thinking that, well, gosh, I got this patriotic event here or this thing I ought to be to here, and yet I'm supposed to be, my wife wants me to be here for some event with the grandkids or whatever. I'm thinking, yeah, but what if she didn't want me to be there? You know, I would say that'd be certainly a problem. And that's why we talk about God, family, and country, because those are three parts of a very vital society, and they've got to be there. And of course, the adversary, the one who wants to tear down God's plan and rip apart, you know, stable societies and that kind of thing, you know, he certainly wants to do all he can to just make everything like that, God's family country, come apart. And so he's got his own, you know, the adversary has his most effective ways, in that he tries to lie and tell you that good is evil and evil is good, and you know, that kind of thing. And yet we know, May, that those things, we've seen instances of it in history, or we continue to see it, like in our lifetimes. You can look at leaders like Mike Pence and compare him to Bill Clinton. You know, it doesn't
resemble that, Mark,
to figure out what is better, at least in my opinion, Sam.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Marriage is a sacred, God-given institution, and the attempt by the world to reject marriage really is a backhanded slap and a rejection of God's law and of God. And we need to return to our God, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to return to liberty and safety and stability in society. And nothing, I repeat, nothing will replace that. I'm not here to discuss the theological ways that you worship God, but I am here to tell you, if we don't return to our God, we'll never make America great again, and we'll never have the liberty we so desperately hope for. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Would love you to financially support us and more. Tell all your friends about the show. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.